Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now on the Wendy's Big Show, let's hear a conversation Gary and I had with starter Zach Davies, who appears to be penciled into the rotation for manager Craig Counsell, number 27 on your Milwaukee Brewers, now on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show, American Family Fields of Phoenix with starting pitcher Zach Davies. Zach, thanks for the time, man.
Thank you for having me.
Good to see you back here. Good to see you back healthy.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be healthy. It's good to start a new year and kind of get things rolling again.
How you feel about the new digs here?
You know, it's awesome. I think everybody had a buzz, at least player-wise, coming into the clubhouse and seeing the new facility. So, you know, everything that you can ask for is here. Everything is in one place, and, you know, you enjoy coming to the ballpark, and it makes your work day that much more enjoyable.
What's the biggest difference here that you like that you didn't have last year? One thing that helps your game.
I don't know if there's any one thing about the complex. I mean, everything's newer. There's a lot more space. You have everything you need in the training room and weight room. You know, I think just being able to utilize all the analytics and all the extra things that go along with pitching, being able to use technology and use equipment. With the old facility, I think it was tough to set up. It was tough to have available right away. Now they've been able to wire everything and do everything that they need to have the information available when you need it.
Because I think if you look at most of the fans, we were here yesterday, and a lot of fans, they walk in and the field seems like it's the same. And, you know, I was telling guys about, I think what they have done is they put most of the money into the players, and I think that's where it should be to enhance your ability to play well.
Yeah, I think with the stadium, there were small adjustments made to concessions and to the concourse itself, but a lot of it was for the players, and I know the players appreciate that, and hopefully it turns into a great product on the field as well, to you know, win ball games and you know, then in a sense be for the fans.
Well, and you guys won a lot of them, 96 last year, and being a part of that, being on in that area, being with the team, all that, but obviously going through your own struggles health wise and being on the mound now this year with a fresh start, it's got to feel good.
It does. You know, I finished the year healthy, and I was happy that I was able to make it back and at least prove to myself that I can pitch in games, and my body was healthy and ready to go. And also went into the off season with the mindset of I don't have any limitations. I can do my regular program. I can and get in the weight room right away and start my throwing program when I want. So, you know, coming into camp excited to be on the mound again to win a spot back and, you know, excited to start some ball games in the season.
How does that work for you? Because you've done this, been here for a while now. So what new things then do you do that you didn't do last year?
You know,
or is it all the same?
Last year, yeah, fine tuning a lot of stuff. Last year was tough. It was a down year health wise, and so, you know, if you have small spurts of being on the DL, you can kind of look back and see what went wrong. Well, last year it was half the year, it felt like, three quarters of the year for me. So you kind of leave that as a wash, and you kind of look back maybe on the 2017 season and see what was successful and what I needed to work on back then and make sure that those parts of my game are corrected and fine-tuned for this season. So for comparison's sake, I look back on 17 a little bit more. The small mechanical adjustments to make my pitches that much sharper, make a little bit more velo, working on in the offseason and now utilizing in spring training.
Gary Ellerson, Baby Tausch, talking with Zach Davies here in Phoenix, Arizona. How much have you gotten to learn from Coach Hook and Yaz, two new guys coming into a staff that, I mean, you guys are all pretty much the same from last year, but they obviously bring some new stuff to the table.
Yeah, you know, Hookie's been great. You know, a lot of guys have known him for a little while now because he's been with us in the organization for quite a while now. So a lot of guys have worked with him. But Yaz coming in too, it's, you know, just another information. And he's extremely open to share that with us. And he knows he has to, because that's the success is kind of, it correlates, you know, it pitchers and catchers are together. So he helps us out in any way that he can. He's got a lot of guys to work with, so it's tough. But when he has the time and when he's available, you know, a lot of guys talk to him and a lot of guys kind of bounce ideas off him and see what he says. So both Hookie and Yaz are there to utilize and to work with and, you know, win games.
How does it work? Because you look at your pitching staff as a whole last year. Some guys could go five innings and you kind of piece it together. And I think it had to be tough for Craig to kind of figure out what guy was going to be on, what we're doing. How does that work with your mindset going into a game, knowing what you need to do?
You know, starters are starters. You feel like you want to go 7-8 innings every time out. You know, that's not always going to be the case, but you prepare for that. You know, the game will dictate what the pitching rotation will look like, what changes need to be made at the end of the game. And you know, you can't really do anything about that. So you can't get all upset. You can't get frustrated over it. But you're out there to do a job. And obviously, if you're pitching better in games, they're not going to take you out. So that's the goal every time, is to keep yourself in the ball game, keep the team in the ball game, and at the end of the day, come away with a W.
And one game away last year, is the expectation. Everybody in Milwaukee's got the expectation, Zach, but everybody in here, it's World Series, right?
Definitely. You know, I think a lot of guys got that taste last year, a little bittersweet. You know, we made the playoffs, we made a good run, we were happy about that, but at the same time, we were one game away. And so I think that's the ultimate goal for us. I think it always will be. And you know, I think last year was just another stepping stone for us.
Zach, appreciate the time, man. Good luck, and we'll talk down in Milwaukee.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There's Zach Davies with myself and Gary Ellerson.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,